Okay, let's get started with Parshas Kedoshim, Tavshin Ayin Tes. And again, for the next 3 months, Bnei Eretz Yisrael will be a week ahead of Bnei Chutz La'aretz, all the way until Matos Masei. But the Be'ez Hashem, so the Bnei Chutz La'aretz will get it a week later. But the Torah is the Torah, the Torah is infinite, the Torah is Me'al Hazman. So whenever one listens, you know, one is... The Torah is true, and Chosam Hashem LaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Okay, so we start off with a small thought from Rabbi Yitzchak Mibraditchev. V'yahavta l'recha kamocha, the most famous three words in this week's Parsha. V'yahavta l'recha kamocha, we spoke about this in the past years also, the Ramban and others. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Mibraditchev, source number one, love your friend like you love yourself. B'dokes atzmecha tov. Who's perfect? Nobody's perfect. And if we really look inside ourselves, we will realize that we're not perfect. If we give an honest look, and we will realize that we have what to work on. With all of my faults, I still love myself. I still can handle myself. So too, love your friend. I love myself even though I'm not perfect. Your friend's not perfect either. You know what? You can love him too even though he's not perfect. So believe Yitzchak, exactly what we do to ourselves, we should do to others. We love ourselves even though we know we're not so perfect, so we should love our friends even though we're not perfect. Nobody in life is perfect, right? Nobody of the four people that never sinned, but it's been a long time since we had one of those. And we all know that we all have what to work on. We learned already in Koheles. So Rabbi Levi Yitzchak says, "V'yatlo recha kamocha, like you love yourself, you could love your friend too with all the faults." Okay. Now let's get back to the beginning of the parsha. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Le'emor. Now we have the jam packed as we started already last week. Achreim, the percentage wise in terms of mitzvos. I don't think there are three parshios in a row that have more mitzvos altogether than Achreimos, Kedoshim, and Emor. Right? Those three are jam-packed with full of mitzvos. Kiseitze has the most mitzvos in any single parsha, 74. But the three together, Achreimos, Kedoshim, and Emor, are huge quantitatively and qualitatively. So Hashem says to Moshe, Daber al kol adas b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem, Kedoshim tihiyu, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. Be holy. Ishimo b'aviv tiro. What's the first detail out of the many myriad of mitzvos that are in the parsha? Ishimo b'aviv tiro v'eshapsosai tishmoru. Be in awe of your parents v'eshapsosai tishmoru and guard my Shabbos. Shabbos is called my Shabbos from Hashem. Shapsosai ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am Hashem. And we've discussed this in the past. The Rashi, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. The fact that the first three psukim in the parsha start off with the Ani Hashem Elokeichem, what's the message? But we'll, this year, look at it through the eyes of the Nachlas Tzvi. Nachlas Tzvi, Rabbi Shulam Gross, Nifter a couple of decades ago. Roy Lasum Lev Al Masha Omar Shabsos Eloshon Rabim. What's the double Lashon? Shabsosai. Shabsos Sheli. Like we say by Mincha on Shabbos. Shabsos Kachecha. So what's the double lashon of Shabsosai? V'chikama Shabbosos yesh. How many Shabbosos are there? Shabsosai tishmaru. There's one Shabbos. Keep my Shabbos. Number one. V'havel v'meimar ve'es ha-Shabbos. O yom ha-Shabbos tishmaru. K'mo shamar. We know Shabbos is used in the singular elsewhere. Zachar o shamar es yom ha-Shabbos l'kacho. Sanctify, guard my Shabbos. Right? What's the Shabsosai? V'yesh lomar ve'ezes Hashem. Question number one. Let's ask another question first. V'naktim ha-shabirish Rashi, smoch p'shmir Shabbos l'morava aim. As we know, Rashi says, what is the juxtaposition between Shabbos and morava aim in the same pasuk? Im yom alecha'av chalel sa-shabbos al tishmalo. If your father asks you to do an aveira, like b'machal Shabbos, we're not allowed to listen, right? Because my father is also b'chayiv in the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we know that's the juxtaposition. Even if my father asks me to b'machal Shabbos, I'm not allowed to listen. What's that kind? If your father asks you to be Mechal Shabbos, then he's not acting like a halachic Jew. He's not what's called in the Gemara Ose Ma'ase Amcha, acting like the nation of Yisrael. And therefore, regular Kibbutz Eiv doesn't apply. Again, we're not going to get into the details of the halacha in this regard. There's a big discussion in the postgame about Aviv Rasha. But technically, there is definitely a limitation of somewhat. He's doing Maisa Amcha. So what's the Havamina that we should listen to him? What do we even need a limud to teach me? If the father is asking you to do an Aveira, then he's an Avarian, he's violating Lifnei Iver, and therefore he's not also Maisa Amcha, so therefore you shouldn't even need a Pasuk to teach me that you don't have to listen. Second question. Third question. First question, why Shapsosai? Plural. Number two, why, what's the Havamina? He's not Mosa Maisa Amcha. Third question, V'yesh Lomar, line 8. Hine l'charakasha, l'mab pirish Rashi b'parshas Yisro, d'sham gamken k'siv smoch l'kibra v'aim, ha-mitzvah d'shmir Shabbos, bo darsh Rashi zalazu ha-smichos kasha parsha zu. Earlier in Yisro, we also had the smichos ha-parshios, between Shabbos and kibra v'aim, and it's not mentioned there. Right? Dibur number 4 is Shabbos. Dibur number 5 is Kibbutz Aim. So you might say, oh, same Pasuk versus different Pasuk, but it's still Smichus. You still have the juxtaposition there. So what's going on here? Amnam Nuchali Yashev says the Nachlasvi creatively. The Yesh Mitzias, I have a way. I have a Hechitimsi. Hecha Shahaben Kfar Kibel Alavas HaShabbos. Sho Yosef Kodem HaShabbos. Think about this case. The son was ready Mekabel Shabbos. The son was ready Mekabel Shabbos. He started Shabbos 20 minutes before the Zman. His father sees him, and his father says, could you please do this for me? It's not Shabbos for the father yet. It's Shabbos for the son. The father's not asking him to do anything wrong. What if the father doesn't even know that the son was Mekabel Shabbos? Halakha l'maisa. Somebody's Mekabel Shabbos, his father asks him, can you go boil me a cup of coffee? If I don't boil a cup of coffee, it's a Kibbutz Aveim, but I was Mekabel Shabbos already. Right? What if I made early Shabbos? My father's making late Shabbos. He asked me to make do a malacha for him. Ve'etzel b'no, kivin shekvar kibo, lovas ha-shabbos. Ube'osa tosef ha-shabbos, tziva alav aviv sheichalas ha-shabbos. And in that type of circumstance, the father's not doing anything wrong. He is osa maisa amcha. He's fine. He's a following halacha Jew. And that's what the Torah is teaching us. Even in this type of case, it's an aveira for the son, even though it's not an aveira for the father. Even in that case, the son is not allowed to listen. Gamkein tivsa Torah shelo yishmalo. V'yava bisha be'emes adam kasher hu aviv. Even though the father is kasher. V'yatam, why? Ki atah v'avicha chayavim b'chvodi. And based on this, now we understand what's Shabsosai. What's the plural Lashon of Shabbos? Lashon Rabim. D'yeh shnei minei Shabsos. There are two types of Shabbos. Shabbos Atzma, v'tosefe Shabbos. There's actual Shabbos and tosefe Shabbos. Big discussion in Lundis. How do you look at tosefe Shabbos? Is it actually making Shabbos earlier? The calendaric day starts earlier or not. Nafkaminas between Shabbos and Tosefa Shabbos. But either way, it's an additional point of Shabbos. There's Shabbos and there's Tosefa Shabbos. Before and after. Pashas Adin Da'araisa. Mosifin Michol HaKodesh. V'gabe Tosefa Shabbos. And maybe I would have said, Tosefa Shabbos, that's extra. Ha'yasai Adas No Senesh Yishmalo. So maybe, it's not Shabbos, it's Tosefes, that was Makabel. So maybe there I should listen to my father. Kibbutz Aveim is Daraisa. Somebody Daraisa L'chumra, Tosefes, I chose. Kibbutz Shagam Aviv Osem Maisa Amchahu. The father's not doing anything wrong. That's why Rashi Dafka says, by the place in the Torah where it says Shabsosai, plural. Because that's the key. Where it talks about Tosefes and Shabbos, that's where Rashi darshens the Smichos HaPsukim. Samach Asar Shabbos Lomar Ava'im. Lomar L'chashim Amar Lo Aviv Chalelos HaShabbos Dainu HaTosefes Shal Yishmalo Sha'atavu V'chayim B'chvodi. You're both Chayev Masha'en came B'parshas Yisro Shlo Kasev Shamrak Yom HaShabbos. Just singular Shabbos V'shom Lo Mayri Klabo Tosef HaShabbos. There it's not talking about Tosefes U'memeleim Amar Lo Aviv Chalelos HaShabbos Eino Ose Maisa Amcha. Right there, if he says Achilo Shabbos, then nothing to talk about. Eino mechuyav lechabdo b'lishmoa b'kolo. You don't have to listen to him. Alze eino tzarich ribui. There, you don't need a ribui. Of course, you're not going to listen to him. Right? It's not osa maisa amcha. V'havein heitev. He ends off line 23. Get this one down well. Right? All three questions are answered. That's why it's a double lashon. That's the havamina, and that's why Rashi Dafka darshens it here. And that's what he just even adds. V'alpi hakdama zos, miyushev shapir mashakotzav lakamon. Also, what it says later on in the parsha. Eshav sosai tishmoru, u'mikdashi tiro. Also, mikdashi. U'pirish Rashi, what does Rashi quote there? Yachol ye binyan beis hamikdash docha Shabbos. You might think that the base of binyan beis hamikdash is docha Shabbos. Tamalom reshav sosai tishmoru. Kulchem chayi bechvoti. And again there, we already had earlier in Vayakel. Shabbos, Mishkan. So again, why did Rashi wait here till Parshas Kedoshim to darshan? Don't think Binyan Beis HaMikdash is Docha Shabbos. Could have darshaned it earlier. The answer is, it's obvious. Shabbos! You're not allowed to build a Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. What's the Havamina? Ah, Tosefa Shabbos. The Apia Nal Nicha, the Ime Hasam Havamina Dafkat Smusa Shal Shabbos Loichalo B'Shom Alecha the Mishkan. But about Tosefa Shabbos, building a house for God? Don't start Shabbos early. No, right now. Build a Mishkan. Mibnei Shesham Lo Ksiv Rak Shabbos. In Vayakel, it only says Shabbos, not the double Shabsosai. Rachazar Kan, Eshabsosai, Tishvor Lashon Rabim. And that's the reference to Tosefes. And that's why Dafka Rashi quotes the Chazal here in Parshas Kedoshim, because this is where you have the double Lashon, and this is where Tosefes is included. Okay, parenthetically, there is, just to mention it, halachic mystery. There is a mystery in halacha. The Rambam never quotes the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. It's a beferish halacha in the Gemara more than once. And the Gemara says, Mosif Michal ala Kodesh. The Shulchan Aruch, though, quotes it as Yesh Omrim, Shetzorach Lahosim Michal ala Kodesh. And the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha writes, it says Yesh Omrim because the Rambam doesn't quote it. But it's a mystery on the Rambam. Different suggestions given. The Rambam never quotes it, but that's what we paskin. We paskin, there is a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos beforehand, afterwards. I once heard, you know, we know that any punishment that anybody has, Lachar Meiv Esrim Shana, you know, the Gehenim is closed on Shabbos. It's closed, that's why we say Tzidkas Tzedek at the end of Shabbos, we're being mastik the din, and, you know, we're realizing, that's why, you know, different halachas relating to that, to the Menucha. So somebody once asked, I think it's the Baal Yisod of Ashur Shavodah, which zman do they hold of in Shemayim? You know, which zman of Shabbos? So he says, whichever one you held of in this world. Right? You want to have a lot of Tosefes Shabbos in this world? It'll do us good for eternity. It'll do us good. So with Hashem, we're keeping a lengthening Shabbos. Right? We say Vihinoam, just to add on a few seconds to Shabbos. Just a few more seconds before we do Malacha. Vihinoam. Okay. Moving right along. Once we're on the topic of Mora Avaim. Once we're on the topic of Mora Avaim, let's talk a little bit more about, it's Mora and Kibud. It's the same idea, different halachas, right? One is doing and one is not doing. Not sitting in my father's chair is Mora. Bringing my father a drink is Kavod, right? Father or mother. But let's talk a little bit about this mitzvah in this context. Says Rabbeinu Bachai in the Katakemach. The Katakemach is Rabbeinu Bachai's Hashkafic Sefer, besides his commentary al HaTorah. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, Gadol, source number 3. Gadol koach mitzvahs kibud avaim, v'hi mitzvah bechuna kizahav. How great is this mitzvah? V'habrios roim la'ayin ki yesh b'schara peiros ba'olam hazeh. Some people see that there is schar in this world. O b'shalva v'hatzlacha shi'od l'Hashem yizbeh b'chol ma'isav. Hashem will help people who are zar in kibud avaim. There are those that see in this world that they have fruits. Or I might add, if children see how parents treat their own parents, then the schar in this world might be how their children treat them when they get to the stage that their grandparents are. So that also could be a schar in Olam Hazeh. He doesn't mention that one, but that could be another one. When the middle generation treats the older generation, then the younger generation sees how the middle generation models that behavior, and that's the ultimate schar. When our children do for us what we do for our parents. Oh, or Barichas Yamim, Vuaschar Kabua b'mitzvah zos, or what it says beferish in the Torah, Arichas Yamim. The Hagon Rabbeinu Sadia Nasan Tabadava, and he quotes Rav Sadia Gon, who gives a reason why the Torah Dafka promises Arichas Yamim hereby Mora and Kibud Avaim. Lama Shakava Torah b'mitzvahs Kibud Schar Arichas Yamim. The Amar. Kibim Ne Shalif Amim Asidin Sheyichyu Abos Abadim Zmanarech. Halavai. Parents live a long time. Arichas yamim v'shanim, v'ha'avos heim l'masa kaved al abanim. Sometimes it's not so easy to take care of one's parents. It's an ol. It's a burden. Time and effort and money. V'akavod yichbar aleihem. And Maybe they would rather be doing something else during that time that they're giving to their parents. You know what the Torah says? You'll have extra time. L'kach kav aschar ha-mitzvah zos l'man yarichun yamecha. Klomar, alecha l'chabdam v'tichye mayim. They're living long and you're taking care of them. Hashem will take care of you. V'mulai titztar al-chayeyim dash al-chayecha ta-mitztar. If you're upset, you're just going to cause something negative to you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This one, I give you my word. Give you my word. Again, are there stories, Rachman al-Islam, that we don't understand? Yes. But, says Rav Sadia Gaon, it's for the svara of, but aren't I losing? Chassam Sofer writes in one place also. You know, there are sometimes that one thinks that if somebody is learning or teaching someone else Torah, they might think to themselves, you know, I could learn a lot more if I just learned by myself. If I just did it myself, I could get a lot more done. Why do I have to teach? Why do I have to share? Why do I have to have a chavrusa with somebody who needs it more? Chassam Sofer says, I promise you, the more you give, the more you get. And if you give, it's not coming off of the, it comes off the top. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, gives it back. Right? One never is going to lose, says the Chassam Sofer, for sharing Torah. Right? It's going to come off. So, exactly what the Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon said 1,000 years before the Chassam Sofer. The fact that one is osek in time and effort in kibud av aim never is there something that is negative. And one other message. Again, we had a shiur a number of years ago about kibud av aim in general. I didn't know the Sefer Hikarim at the time, which could have been added on to that. Writes Rav Yosef Abo in the Sefer Hikarim. We usually think of Mora and kibud av aim as the most basic level, Hakaras HaTov. As the Sefer Chinuch discusses in Parshas Yisro, the most basic idea of kibud av aim is Hakaras HaTov, right? What our parents did. Basic number one, bringing us into the world, even if they did nothing else besides that. But the Sefer Hikarim says there's a much deeper idea to the mitzvah of kibud and also mora, maybe even more mora than kibud. Maybe the Hakaras HaTov element is more related to the kibud, what I have to do for them, while mora is the following idea, being in awe. Says the Sefer HaYikarim, Rav Albo. He says it by kibud, but we're suggesting maybe there's a chilek. Lefi shehu min hayadua, she'en ha-melech shebana ha-medina nigla b'chol yom la'ashim medina ahi. It's impossible for every citizen in the country to see the king every day. The king's not going to walk around the whole country, the whole civilization every day. Vim yizkir anshi adarahu. Sharo is Bias HaMelech El HaMedina. If certain people of the generation say, we saw the king. We saw the king. He did amazing things for us. As Kabbalah Sol Malchuso. V'shaMelech Bana HaMedina. He built these streets. He built this, you know, communal center. V'shotziya Me'avdos L'cheres. He gave us our freedom. Hinei Abo HaMachareim Shalom Hergishu Ba'avdos Klal V'shalom Ro Knisas HaMelech B'Medina. The later generation, if they don't have people who experienced from the king, from the source, so how are they going to know anything? How are they going to be connected to the king, capital K? Yavol Limrod V'lachshov Shamedina Isa Shalem Tamid Shein Lamo Shel Aleihem. What is a safeguard, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make sure that in every generation, even though I don't do open miracles, even though I don't show my face, so to speak, even though we know Hashem shows His face everywhere, just open up our eyes, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But one might say that Hashem leaves open Bechira Chavshis. So says the Sefer Ikarim, how do I prevent this? I make them sure that they're connected in an intense, honorable, respectful way to the previous generation. And the previous generation, going all the way back. That's the deeper idea of kibud and mora of aim. The idea of misora. The idea of connecting to the previous generation, ultimately connecting back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So yes, there's an idea of Hakaras HaTov to one's parents, but there's a deeper idea. We are a link in the chain of Am Yisrael, thousands of years. If we accept the Musar from them, right? We discussed this from Rabbi Yaakov a couple years ago. The father tells the child, who tells this child, how we were avadim. Who built this? Who gave us this? And they remind all of the origins, turning the page. And if we do this, Ze iker kolel lechol adaso, sheyitzur mitziyusam, im lo yeh adam nishma lakabalas avos. No religion is going to last in a truthful, honorable way unless there is respect for the earlier generations who were closer to the original source of the religion. And that's the message. That's the message. And he puts together Kabbalah Zvicha Simecha along with Lo Sasur. And therefore, that's a deeper idea when we connect to our parents. And finally, the Ksav Sofer, finishing this thought, this we mentioned, I don't know, 8-9 years ago, the Ksav Sofer in Vas Chanan says maybe that's the purpose why in the Aseres HaDibros, it says, Kabbalah Zvicha Simecha, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. What does it mean, like Hashem commanded? So that's the source. The Gemara says that we got Kibbutz of Aim in Mara. At Maimon Har Sinai, like you were commanded already, when we were commanded. In Mara, we got Kibbutz of Aim. Says the Ksav Sofer. What's the message that Kibbutz of Aim is linked to the Midbar when we got it? Says the Ksav Sofer, what did parents do for their children in the Midbar? Did they go shopping for them? Did they do carpools for them? Did they do anything? They didn't do parental things that parents do all the time. And yet there's a mitzvah of Kibbutz of Aim. Meaning there's an independent idea here separate from Hakaras HaTov. And that is Mesora. That is connecting to the source going back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oz writes the Ksav Sofer in the middle. Mitzvah L'chabed Avayim Gamim Lo Hetivu Imo Miktanu So. Mikom Akom Mitzvah L'chabdam Ki Kein Tziv Hashem. V'yaz Kishin Esav Yisrael Mitzvah Kibbutz Hashem Ochlim Mon. V'lo Hayavos Machilim L'bneyem Mishalahem Nothing. V'gam Abushim Gadlu Imoyim. Their clothing grew with them. As it says, Simlas Cholo Valsa. V'chein Yichabe Ben Avos Av Tamid Kasher Tzivcha. Like at a time when it wasn't done. Okay. Moving right along, a related thought, but it's a separate idea. Related thought, a separate idea. Perek Yutes Pasuk Tezvav. A very difficult mitzvah, or challenging mitzvah. Pasuk says, Lo Tasu Avel Bamishpat, Lo Sita Pnei Dom, Lo Seder Pnei Gadol. That sounds like judge mitzvos. But then we end off with, Bitzedek Tishpot Amisecha. Judge your friend favorably. Bitzedek Tishpot Amisecha. In righteousness, judge your friend. So Rashi quotes, Kimashma'o. Maybe that's a mitzvah on judges. Be an honorable, honest judge. Davar acher, havidonas chavercha lekavzchus. Benefit of the doubt. And many poskim quote this as a mitzvah asei da'oraisa. Included in Mitzvah Tishvara Misecha is to give the benefit of the doubt. This is one of those mitzvahs that nobody knows except me and God. Right? Who else knows what I'm thinking in my mind? I see my friend do something, what goes into my mind? Right? Mitzvah, there are many mitzvahs that are b'machshava. There are mitzvahs b'machshava, there are mitzvahs b'dibur, there are mitzvahs in b'leiv, avas Hashem. Who knows if I have avas Hashem or not? Okay, it's reflected in actions. B'tzedek tishpon amisecha, v'donas chavercha l'kavzchus, as it says in Pirkei Avos. Says Rav Kook, in his commentary in the third parak of Maseches Brachos, in source number 7. Says Rav Kook, this applies not only to our fellow man, but maybe especially to our religious leaders. Again, this does not mean, just a preface, we do not believe in rabbinic infallibility. Obviously, rabbis make mistakes like everybody else makes mistakes. And Rahman al-Islam, the more Torah someone knows, and they do an Aveira, the more greater Chil Hashem there is. Rahman al-Islam, the greater a person is, the more responsibility they have. But the true, authoritative, honest, Tov Chachamim, says Rav Kook, that we're at Lo Sasur, the idea of the authority, and maybe even specifically Chazal. Says Rav Kook, the Gemara says in Brachas, where it's boldface. If somebody talks after the Mita, after a Talmid Chacham was Niftar, and they start talking about him in a negative way, Nofel B'Gehenim. Says Rav Kook in the Ein Ayah, right? The Ein Ayah is a pasuk. Phrase from a pasuk, I think, in Eov, Ayah, Avram Yitzchak HaKohen. That's Rav Kook's commentary on Maseches Brachos and Maseches Shabbos. Says Rav Kook, HaMitzvah Shel B'Tzedek Tishpot SheMechayeves Ladun Es Kala Adam L'Kav Zchus, the mitzvah that's Mechayev each Jew, Kol Echa L'Fi Erko, each one according to their value. He Yisod Toras HaMusser V'Hayira, HaMevi L'Dei Shlemus. This is a Yisod that is the basis for so much of our Avodah, is affected by this attitude of being the Dalakav Schus. It affects Ben Adam Lamakom. It affects Ben Adam Lachavero. Al Kain, Bios Ha'adam, Don Tamar Chacham Lakav Schus. Who done as Divrayim Lakav Schus. If I judge a Tamar Chacham Lakav Schus, I will judge then what he says Lakav Schus. His psakim, the words of the Torah, the interpretation of the rabbis of the Torah. Ubiyosam Timuam Lafiya Hashkafa. And maybe I might find something wondrous at first glance. Motzi bohem tam l'shvach ba'omek harayon. When I think about it a little deeper, then maybe I'll appreciate it. Sometimes on the surface we read something, we're like, what? We hear a halacha, we learn something new, we're like, what kind of halacha is that? What is this? And the more we research and delve into it, so then maybe we could understand it. If we have the attitude of, it's foolish, I don't even need to try to understand it, then we've already fallen off the cliff. Says Rav Kook, even though it's tamua lefi hashkafa, we're be motzi tam l'shvach u'mischazik b'derech hatova. If we have the proper attitude and knowing that the rabbanon are with are there to protect us and to help us get closer to Hashem, ki yudvarim shel kodesh sheyatzu mechachme emes ner l'raglo. Right, this attitude was missing, rachmana litzlan, to so many sects of Jews throughout history, that one of the first things they threw away were the mitzvot d'rabbanan. One of the first things they threw away were the interpretation of the rabbis of Torah Shebichsav. Those are two different ones. Different stages, different groups over the centuries. Right, we had the Karaites that only believed in Torah Shebichsav. Right, we had other later groups that said, okay, we'll do the mitzvot d'araisa, not the mitzvot d'rabbanan. Minhagim. What kind of minhag is this? Right, the reform movement started with Yukum Perkon. Taking out Yukum Perkon. What do we have to talk these two, to mention these Aramaic paragraphs for that nobody understands anyway? Right, it starts with a little bit. It starts with a little, maybe even harmless, but it's an attitude, Rav Kook says. It's an attitude of being Dan Lakav Schus, our fellow man, and especially those that form the basis for halacha. And again, I emphasize, it doesn't mean that anybody's perfect. Right? Nobody's perfect. And even, right, the greatest, Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal tell us, David HaMelech, made mistakes. But it's an attitude that we have to try to have. V'amavazeh rabosav, kazav ha-ramam shemishum hachi hu mi'advar ma'akwanes ha-tshuva. Right, in the whole list, the Ramam has an uchlas tshuva. Right, one of the things, if we're mavazeh rabosav, right, it's one of the al-chaits too. V'b'nei shalo ha-yelo mi'mi lilmod. V'hinei ha-mita ha-mata estam al-chacham l'kav chova lo yishar lo ma'amad musari. If I don't have kavod for my rebbeim, so then everything falls away. Rachmana l'slan, in history also we've seen, the second that there was a religious leader that faltered, that failed, his followers failed after him because they lost all their emunah, because if there's no leader that I could connect to, so then there's nothing. I lost my anchor. So if somebody just has the cavalier negative attitude in general of rabbinic authority, so then that affects his attitude. It's going to lead to a slippery slope going down. We have to, starting with our friends, starting with, we might even say, in our house, starting with our spouses and our children and our parents, going to our neighbors and our shulmates. How often, Rachman al-Islam, is there a misunderstanding in shul? And if any, we would just be dan l'kav schus, it would be prevented, right? Whatever kibbutz somebody gets, right? How many times is there a dan l'kav schus while we're driving, right? Another driver. We've never made any mistakes. We've never stopped to ask directions or stopped for a moment while something's going on in the with one of the kids, right? To be dan l'kav schus in so many areas of our life, that could affect so many. So much of our avod. Okay. Yutes Yudzayin, moving right along. Again, Kedoshim is just jam-packed. We have to just pick and choose what we can. Lotisnes achicha bilvavecha. The isser of hating a fellow Jew. Do not hate your brother in your heart. Tochiach, tochiach, esamisecha. Rebuke him. Velotisa olav chait. And do not carry with you a chait. What is the connection between all of these different mitzvos in the pasuk? So the Ramban, I think we might have mentioned this in the past, the Ramban says, Siyag d'oraisa. We know there are many examples of this, but we keep uncovering more and more. Where the Torah itself says, don't do A because you might come to B. We're used to siyag being on a derabanan. Don't write with your left hand on Shabbos. Derabanan, because you might come to write with your right hand. Don't carry a lulav, because you might come to whatever it is. But here we have a daraisa. Says the Ramban, don't let hatred fester in your inside. No, somebody did something wrong? Just out with it. Say it. Losiz alafchet, say it nicely. But rebuke somebody. Tell them what you're upset about. Get it off your chest. So it doesn't fester inside. Tochacha is a siyag daraisa for the iser of sinah, says the Ramban. Ba'avor, we have to make sure that we give again proper tochacha and we're not the ones that are in the wrong. Ba'avor shederach hasonim lechasos hasinasim belibam. It's the derach of sonim to cover their sinah. Kamo shamar bisvasav yinacher sonay, hiskar kasa behoveh. And that's why the pasuk is talking about in a very common occurrence. Vihine, skip three lines. Hasonis via over belav. Vioiv lemakayim asay. Says the Ramban, "Vanochem beinai ki ochiach tochiach, kamo ochiach avram esavi melech v'chulu aval tochichenu madu akach asiti imadi. Why'd you do that? V'lotisa lavchet lechasos sin ato b'libcha. The end of the pasuk is saying, don't let the chet of sinna stay in your heart. Just say it. V'lo tagidlo ki ochichacha uso yisnatzel lecha by your giving tochacha." So then says the Ramban, you will save yourself from hatred. O Yashavi Yisvad al Chedav Yiskaperlo. Right? Or whatever, or do tshuva, whatever it is. But either way, says the Ramban, that's the connection between the two. The Ksava Kabbalah, though, has another idea that goes to the root of Tochacha itself. Ksava Kabbalah, as he always does, Rav Mecklenburg picks up on the wording of the Pasuk. Picks up on the wording of the Pasuk. Hocheach Tochiach Es Amisecha. What's the S? What is that extra S? S is Bala Drasha. Came up at Daf Yomi recently, four times in Shas. Right? Nechemiah Darshan, Nechemiah Amsuni, or Shimon Amsuni, Darshan, every S in the Torah. So what is this S teaching me? Right? We don't know what most S's teach us. A few here and there. But most of the time, we don't know what the word S teaches me. So here, the Ksava Kabbalah is trying to teach us. What is Hocheach Tochiach Es Amisecha? Says the Ksava Kabbalah, it's teaching us the secret of how to give Tochacha. Let's start with line four. S is creating an object of the one who is getting the tochacha. Es amisecha. Okay, what does that mean? Shamuvan mizehu sheyeh misvakeach mutzag lenochach devrei amochiach. Right, the rebuker and the rebuked are facing each other. And therefore, what do I do? Do I bring, to say it outside first, do I bring the tochacha to my friend, to the one I'm giving tochacha to, and give it at him? Or do I kind of say something and bring him closer to the tochacha? Without attacking and going towards him, but put something in the air and bring him towards it. Says Rav Mecklenburg, maybe that S is teaching me the latter. Shakavana bo ha'amadas ha'mochich es dvar ha'abnochach ha'makabel. Put the words in front of the makabel. Lo ha'amadas ha'makabel nochach dvarav. Don't take the makabel to your words. Take your words to the makabel. V'chulu. V'yayoser mistaver lomar ochech tochech la'misecha. Why didn't it just say la'misecha? Avot toraseinu ha'kadosh liyosa otzer ha'musar ha'midaseinu al inyan musari ne'alam. It's teaching us something secret. That lo navo alav derech heklet at the bottom. Don't say it so with certainty. Ki lu kvar borer lanu shechata chavireinu. You did this, you're wrong. Right? Just put it out there. Turn the page for a moment. Turn it out there. Is this what happened? Maybe. V'lozu aderech motziyot ha'me'yaveira. It's not going to work if we just scream at the person and accuse. L'cheni matanu ha'Torah. The Torah teaches us tachbula, a strategy. B'tochacha shelo yizbayesh ha'misfakeach. So he's not embarrassed. V'amochiach yasig muvukasho. And the mochiach will get what he wants. V'usheyav olav matun kimisupak b'davar. Go with patience. As if you're doubting. V'yishalo totchila. Ask him, if Emesh and Nichnas Bepal Ploni, did this happen? Bizulas Hachlata, without a decision. And Bepal Maguna Lo, just ask, trying to figure out what happened. And then just get into a conversation until it comes to what the goal of what you want. Right in that, right? We learned it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What Hashem do by Cain? He didn't just come and say, "You killed your brother." He said, "Cain, what's going on? Where's Hevel?" Right? It was a question, giving him time. And he says that's all alluded to. Skip a few lines. V'zeo anirmaz v'milas es sheyomar hocheach. Es amisecha. Dino sheyehu muamad l'tochachta. Right? Put it in front of him. Don't attack him. Don't throw it at him. Hocheach tochiach. Give it tochacha. Es. Right? It's there. Amisecha. In front of your amit. Velo shetia tochachta muamedes lo. Kima misvakeach. Hu yeh hamadaber. Vamisaper vatati yeh hamakabel. He could then come into the conversation and then you will be the makabel and hopefully achieve those results. Hocheach tochiach es amisachas. That is one idea learned out from the Ksava Kabbalah, what the S is. What the S is. Rav Yisrael Salanter has a different shot in the next source. Higgs Rav Yisrael Salanter, how I recall Esen Megami Shevetar Abon Larabos, as we just said. What is this S coming to teach me? V'tirei tochiach tochiach es amisecha bo Larabos es atzmecha. Es Larabos atzmecha. Don't only give musa to other people. Give musa to yourself. Kshot atzmecha, as the Gemara says, v'acharcha kshot acher, in the pasuk in Tzfanya. Right? Kshot atzmecha, first make yourself, right? Put on makeup for yourself, check out yourself, and then kshot acher. And then he gives an unbelievable mashal from the Ben Ishchai, quoted here in the Osos HaTorah. Maybe other people know this already, but it's fascinating. Charif. Mashal amadar adom, meganam afersam, gazrol of a melech on ishmavas. There's a ganav that he was decreed that he was going to have, he stole, so he was going to be killed. B'tli ala eitz. Amar aganav. Harini mekabal al atzmi es psakdino shel hamelech. I accept that what the king says. The king says, this is it, okay? Ach yodei ani chachma achaz nifla. But there's a certain wisdom that I have that nobody else knows in the world. And I'm nervous. If you'd kill me, then this wisdom is going to go to the grave also. So, can I just tell you this wisdom before you kill me? So king says, sure. Sure. Let me just teach the king. Fine. Says, what's the chachma? See, he says, Yodea ani keitz alishto garin bakarka liachar achana mesuyemes ukaver chati sha yigdal mimenu elo letiferes. I could put a seed in the ground, and half an hour later, you will have a full-grown tree. I have that chachma. Put a seed in the ground, do a little hachanas, full-grown tree. He says, whoa. Wow. Well, so tell us, explain, how do you do it? Hitzpalu ha-melech v'sarav. V'yatzu ha-maganav al-agan, take me out to the garden, I'll show you. Hevi'o lo tapuach. Lakov ha-otzi eschar tzanav ha-horeh. He says, you've got a seed of an apple. V'horeh la-avi lefanav kli ma-le-mayim. Bring me a whole pail of water. V'samamanim shenaka v'shma. And put these spices in it. Put in ginger and sugar and put it, mix it all up. You have that water, you have the mixture, great. He put the seeds in. He says, okay. After half an hour, he said, it's ready to grow in the ground. Everybody ready? They're like, yeah, everybody ready. But there's one tanai. There's one tanai. I'm going to put it in the ground, but I can't put it into the ground. It only works if the person who pours it into the ground never stole anything in their entire life. And if you don't have that, then it's not going to work. So I stole, so I can't put it into the ground. So I need one of you to be able to put it into the ground for me, because then it's going to work. Because I stole all my life. Panagava Mishal Melach. So the guy turns to the vice president. Via Marlo, Mukhubarata Litchovitz Agarin Bakarka, Bechavod, please take this plant and put it into the ground. Amar Mishal Melach. The vice president says, you know what? Lo astir mehem, I can't, I'm sorry. Kibyoti nar, many years ago when I was a child, Haiti holech mishlichus avi lekniot, I went to buy something for my father. Vayiti omer lo, shadvar malu, yotzer mikfish alabemes. I told him what things cost, I took extra money, I pocketed it, so I stole, so I'm sorry, I can't. I would love to, but it's not gonna work. Panagala sar haotzer, okay. So he turned to the treasurer of the, of the country. Bevakashan, chamechuba letchovas agarin, pour it in. He says, you know what? I'm sorry. It's not going to work. And even when I was saros, v'cholshos amalacha biyadi, v'shkiyos miyavin. I bet I made some mistakes. I'm taking care of everybody's money. Finally, the ganav says, you know what? You want a job done, king? You know what? B'chavot. And the king says, Aton is karti. Shabiosi yelled katan. Riti yitzal avi hamelach nacharoses margoliot yigre. I saw a beautiful thing of my father and I took it. So, somebody else. Says the ganav, Your Royal Highness and Vice President and Treasurer, we have now established that everybody in the room is ganavim. Are ganavim. Do I really need to be put to death? We're all ganavim. Kshot atzmacha v'yacharach kshot acherim. Es l'rabos atzmacha. Right? Es includes, before we give anybody else tochacha, let's see if we have that same fault, and we have to perfect that fault, and give ourselves tochacha before we give it to anybody else. Okay. Moving right along. Next pasuk. Again, every pasuk here is just jam-packed. Losikum lositers b'nei amecha, nekama. The isser of revenge, again, one of the more challenging mitzvahs that we have. Chazal pick up on what's the difference between nekama and netira. V'yavlo recha kamocha, ani Hashem. The source that we're going to do, we did 8 years ago, those who are keeping track, but it's something that we should review because it's a klei yakar that we should keep in our minds always. The Klei Yakar. A lot of the thoughts tonight connect to each other in terms of the proper outlook and hashkafa, but says the Klei Yakar. Says the Klei Yakar, maybe trying to give us a little mashal of, you know, how is it? We discussed the Sefer HaChinuch in past years. You know, revenge, it's hard. Somebody punches me, somebody does something to me, I want to do it back. Sweet revenge, as the saying goes. So what can we have in our mind? So again, the Sefer HaChinuch has the beautiful thought we've done years and years past, object versus subject, says the Klei Yakar, a different approach. Lo amarti amisecha, lefisha nekama v'anetira t'chune ra'a b'gufa adam, ve'imin aroi levakish t'kam al shum adam, shumi b'nei amcha im tov v'imra. It's such a evil, pernicious midah. Lefisha mistama nekama yal masha asa l'cha b'guf cha b'mamoncha. V'advaram halam einam suvim v'chashubim kol kach. Is it really something that's worth it? Is it really something? Anytime we think of revenge, are there extreme, very extreme examples? Yes. Nekama is still not allowed, but where there's something real, where somebody ruined a person's life, Rachman al-Itzlan. Right? There are extreme, terrible, tragic examples. But 99% of the cases of times we get angry, is it worth it? If they are being made diachas and not letting us live our lives as Jews, okay, right? The Klei Yakar writes this hundreds of years ago in Prague, but then he gives the mashal. Next paragraph. Anything that has to do with the gashmi physical world, mashal amada v'dome latino gamasachik vosa ma'isa naru space binyan oezed davar acher. A 5-year-old makes a huge castle out of blocks. In the basement. Ubaiza Adam and his older brother came, or a stranger came, the Kilkel Kol Maisa Vasharbana, and everything that he worked on knocked the whole thing down. Vashar Nata Yale Vayod So Eklif Neaviv Tsaka Gdola Umara. And the younger child screams at the father, what a terrible, punch him, punish him, lock him in jail for 20 years, get him out of my life. Viloy Avim Ashkiachba Vosur Itsono Haya Horigla Adam, if he's a stranger. He did it. The father doesn't listen. He just calms the child down. Maybe he tells the other person he shouldn't have done it. But he comes because he says, you know what? It's just a house of blocks. It's just a house of blocks. It's a game. It's child stuff. Is it worthy? Okay, you think the child's outlook is that it was terrible. But objectively, standing from the outside, Veinam Kedai Sheba Avuram Yeleze Oyev Umisnakeim. Keinu Ainyan Bein Avinu Shebashrayim Leburav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking down on us, like the father looking down. And somebody does something to us. You know, and it's usually related to kina, taiva, or kavod. It's one of those three. And we get really upset. We get really upset. He got that kibud, and he got invited, and whatever it is. And we're upset. But most of the time, and sometimes during the moment, we can't think about this, but we have to try to, it's just child's content.
Because we're not focusing on ruchnius.
Terrible.
We even dive into Hashem about this.
We have to realize it's like schok, like the father and the child. And we have to try our best to try to put it in that perspective when situations of nakama and netira come up. Related to this is a thought from the Tosefes Bracha, from the Torah Temima, in the next source, in 14, also relating to this issue of Nekama. Says the Gemara Maseches Yuma, Daf Chav Gimel, he quotes it on the first line of 14, Kol Tamen Chacham Shinonoki Minoter Kenachash, any Tamen Chacham that does not take revenge, like a snake, Eino Tamen Chacham. Wow, sounds strange. Klomar, Eino Ra Lisa Olav Tor Shem Tamen Chacham, any Tamen Chacham that is not vengeful, should not call himself a Tamar Chacham. And that's obviously unusual. Mamar Katzar, Pli Arucha, what is going on here? We just spoke about how to come is the worst. Ki Ayitachen, Shetitzade HaTorah Tamar Chacham, Lechos B'mida Maguna, Minakama, Bechlal, Vod Baruch, Arsi, Kenachash, a snake is always the worst. Poison, the symbol. Bo'od Asher Gamal Stama, Adam Nomar Losikam Lositar. So what's going on here? Has to be even the model behavior, right? It says often in the Gemara, a number of times in the Gemara, Adam Chashev Shiny. What does that mean? So the Mefarshim explain. Because everybody looks at the Adam Chashev, it says, well, if he does this, I could do one a little bit below. The rabbi does this, I'm just right under. I'm under. So the rabbi has to hold himself to a higher standard so that everybody else is above Adam Chashev Shaini, if people know that other people look at them in a leadership position. So, says the Tosefes Bracha, a Tamar Chacham has to be a Mofes L'Rabim. So what does this mean? So he explains, Aval Achrei is Bonus Jerusha Nirali. Tahaketzev Vahamida Shekavu Chazal Kenachash. When it says a snake, Hu Lorak Shalokunu Lahagdil Kivnu, Lahagdil's Erech Midas Anakama, it's not making it greater. It's just the opposite. Just the opposite, why? And he explains, the older a snake gets, the weaker his venom gets. When he's about to die, all the way at the end of his life, no more poison. Not poisonous anymore, loses its strength. Maybe that's what's going on here, suggests the Tosefes Bracha. So you come to B'mamar Zeh, She'yachzot ha-machacham, you should be like a nachash. What does a nachash do? It gets weaker and weaker. It gets softer and softer. And over time, it even disappears. That's what a Tamar Chacham should do with his feelings of nekama. She'machzik ha-nachash es erso. Nothing left. That's what a Tamar Chacham should. If he holds on to it, that's bad. If he bears a grudge, the Chol Tamar Chacham shino noikach ach machziko belibo ve'eno mishtado lahavir mimenu eno shav lisa lav shem akavod vatsanua Tamar Chacham. So it means you have to let it go. And he continues in the Hemshech. That's also the pasuk in Koheles. Ki ka'as b'chek silim yanuach. Anger in the bosom of the fool will rest. What does that mean? It rests there. It stays there. That's why he's a fool. Right? The ka'as or the anger or the nekama we have to let it slide. We have to let it go. And sometimes we need someone else to point it out to us if we feel ourselves, you know, angry or jealous or wanting to take revenge. Maybe go speak to our partner in life. They will usually help us out and calm us down and put things into perspective. And that's what the Tosefes Bracha says. Ka'as has to go little by little, less and less, like the poison of a snake, and that's what he gives the pshat for the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Chavkin. And finally, just the last thought, to end with a thought that maybe a number of you have heard, which is just the story of Rav Shwadron on V'yahav Zorecha Kamocha. V'yahav Zorecha Kamocha is from the Sefer Lachzos B'Noam Hashem, a Likut, where he starts off with the Sefer Achinuch about V'yahav Zorecha Kamocha, and it's Tavinu Lehov Kolechan Mi'Yisrael Amas Nefesh, Shenachmol Al Yisrael V'amamono. We have to treat other people like ourselves, which is not natural. But we have to do our best. We have to do our best. And he quotes a story that happened to him. B'didi Avi Uvda, he quotes, Rav Shwadron, the Magid. L'fias Rosh Hashanim, many years before, Yashavti, right, it's also in one of Rabbi Krohn's books, Yashavti Bebesi, he was sitting at his house, V'inei Chazaz Ishti, Baba'ala, and my wife came in, U'mesaperesik, he yelled b'shem, Mayerka, Nafa b'mayla abayis, who shows his dam, there's a boy that fell, and he cut his leg, and I kamti takeoff, I got quickly up, I went down, I took the boy, I had him in my hand, I'm carrying him, V'ishti lacha pisas bat tzvuka b'mayim, my wife took a cloth, put some antiseptic on it, whatever, and we're running, we're going to the mirpa'ah, we're going to the place to get the bandage in Shari Chesed. On Yordim, Yirid, Behiris, we're going and we're quickly moving, and from far away we see, 2 blocks away, we see the grandmother of this boy. And she sees from afar that they're carrying a child who got hurt. She sees, and as they're saying, she's saying, Reb Shalom, Reb Shalom, it's okay, Hashem will help, Hashem will help, Hashem will help, it's okay. And Reb Shalom says, I'm thinking to myself, she doesn't know who I'm carrying. She doesn't know who I'm carrying. Let's see what her reaction is. And she keeps saying, it's okay, Hashem Yazor. And as they got closer, and all of a sudden she sees who it is, she starts screaming, my Mirka, what's going on here? What's happening? All of a sudden, when it's your own grandson, it's different. It's different. Right? Mierka Shali, Gaval, Tatilu, Vitzaka Kalkacha, Shakola Shrenos Yotzulros, Ma Pesharat Sakos. Even though she just said, you know, it's okay, Hashem Yazor, Hashem Yazor. Because naturally, when it's our own, it's different. But that's what the Torah demands. The Torah demands. And again, whether we succeed fully or not, that's not in our control. But the effort has to be there, and we have to do our best to make sure, to feel, we should feel like others' possessions are our own, others' children, and to be connected as much as we can, and to be gevald, and hatzilu, and, you know, whatever it is, to have the same feelings for others as we do for ourselves. He quotes another hemshech of a story, the continuation, you can look at it, where he relates also, when it has to do with people's own money, they're much more, you know, upset than other people's ruchnias. Goes to the continuation, the extra story. But either way, v'yatzarecha kamocha, we started with it, we finished with it, and we have to make sure we do our best, because again, that's the ultimate. Avas Yisrael is what's going to bring the Beis HaMikdash back, Be'ez Hashem, and we should just keep that in mind every day of our life. Okay, we'll stop here.